Collective Vision Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear. Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. And today is December 25th. It's Christmas Day. So, Merry Christmas. Hold on just one second, please. There you go. To clear my throat a bit there. So anyways, Merry Christmas, you guys. And as you know, Fridays are call-in Fridays. And I'm looking at my own Skype contact list, and there's not many people on Skype in my life, which is good news. It's Christmas. You ought to be with your families or with people that you love. That's what Christmas means to me. I've given this show a little bit of thought. I could have asked for a repeat to be on the air today, but I thought it would be a missed opportunity for me to communicate why I do the show that I do and in the manner that I do. I got a little bit of negative feedback on Wednesday's interview because Carol's kind of heavy-handed with her beliefs about the Father and how she refers to God and all that stuff. I am, as you know, I guess the flaming liberal of UCY.TV, in fact, the proud flaming liberal. But I wanted to talk about the idea that it's up to us to figure out how to move the minds and hearts of our elected officials to take these things seriously and how we find solutions. Because it's not all just death and gloom. We live in the age of vision. There's no going back. I mean, I was thinking about what do I share today? What do I talk about? You know, I'm super sick of the facts. You know, there's a page on Facebook called Coldwater Creek, Just the Facts, Please. And someone posted up there a really beautiful little postcard that says, Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas. And it's this long list of acknowledgments of things that they've gotten done. I have my own opinions about that. I went there to try to figure out, okay, what am I going to talk about since I don't think I'm going to get many phone calls today. But maybe we will, and I encourage people to phone call. And I have heard that there might be children listening today because they're with their mommies and daddies because it's Christmas morning, and they still have to do the radio show stuff. So our phone number, if you want to call in and ask me anything about any of the stuff that you hear, and I can share with you my opinion about it, because a lot of times I think even kids have ideas. The phone number is 718-717-8296, and your parents can call in with you. And, you know, I encourage anybody that wants to talk about any of this stuff going on, and I really am the eternal optimist. I believe that now that we are actually focusing on this and people are really aware of it, that's when we can break the spell, because we've been under this spell of lulled into complicity and lulled into silence. And frankly, that kind of comfort is where our elected officials are. So it's up to us I do believe in the power of prayer, as you heard on Wednesday, or meditation. I call prayer when you just sit down, close your eyes, talk to whatever being or energies inside of you and create that thing to happen. Whatever it is that you want, we have the power to help create whatever we want. That's the amazing thing about us. We have, these skills that we don't even use as our species. So the phone number this morning is 718-717-8296. I do want to share some information about what went on in Leningrad, because people need to keep their children inside. Our kids need to not play outside as much if you can help it. Because something in Leningrad happened and the government's not telling us their usual stuff. But, looks like the old atmosphere is going to get another spray from one of these nuclear power plants. So staying inside protects you by 80%. So stay inside, you'll be fine. But it's kind of an interesting day today to talk about this stuff on Christmas. Do I even want to talk about it? Do I want to think about it? And actually, can we not think about it? That's the issue. We have a responsibility to think about it. I was thinking about our elected officials, Governor Jay Nixon's in his personal residence, no doubt, this morning. And I wonder if it's even on the back of his mind, the families that live within 5 miles, 10 miles of Coldwater Creek in the Westlake landfill, people whose families ought to be moved. I mean, seriously. We have a nation. We're talking right now about the people of Flint, right? Flint, Michigan does not have water because they superseded the some laws. They allowed the, see, I'm sure the people understand what happened in Flint, Michigan, where they passed a new law that said they could put a city manager in to manage any city they wanted. So they hired somebody and he basically took the cheap route on everything, and now that their water is all contaminated, so they have to truck in bottled water at Christmas time. Wow. At least the situation's been acknowledged before too many got really harmed. So, the phone number this morning, you guys, if you want to call in, is 718-717-8296. And I am going to continue to talk to you about some of the things that are affecting our planet. And I want to talk about what is going on in Japan. Still, because I think we are losing sight of the real problem that's going on in Japan right now. And people are just ignoring it, and it's kind of a sad, it's a sad thing, but we have to face it. And I know this is Christmas. No one wants to talk about it. I guess I could talk to you about what the meaning of Christmas is to me, but that's, everyone has their own idea. Some people hate Christmas. Some people can't stand the thought of it. It just, they dread it. Or they don't believe in God. They think it's all a big pile of crap. Well, I like Christmas because people get together and have fun. But I don't want to neglect what's going on in Japan, because we need to put pressure on our elected officials, not just phone calls and not just writing them and contacting them, sending them emails. I really believe that we need to put our thoughts and prayers in our minds. We need to set our mind towards changing their hearts. We have to see them in our mind's eye deciding, wow, this is serious, and we have to watch them take action in our mind's eye, passing the legislation. This legislation for these people that are going to be considered downwinders, it's so sad. The people of Coldwater Creek, they don't understand. It's a one-time payment. This is the kind of legislation we're getting out of these people. So it is time for us to put our hearts and minds behind this and change the way our government is functioning. Because these are critical things that we cannot just leave up to private industry. We see what happens when we leave it up to private industry. They don't care. They use us as lab rats, folks. So that's why we need government regulation. And I really believe in government. I'm not at all about let's just leave it up to the corporations. And we need to have real science come back, real scientists. I was really grateful to hear there is a scientist now in Coldwater Creek acknowledging that long-term exposure could cause these effects. That was excellent, good news. They have made quite a bit of progress. This is what happens when people get together. And so I do want to share with you this because this is kind of a, as everybody knows, I've sort of adopted this whole issue of St. Louis because to me, St. Louis is a reflection of the United States. We must get help for the people of St. Louis. So they have this page, it's a pinned page called Coldwater Creek Illness Multi-Cases Survey. You can go on if you live there and say what's happened in your family. But someone did post 2 days ago that says, "'Tis the season to look black and reflect and be grateful for what we have. For the Coldwater Creek group, this has been quite a year. Here is the synopsis of what we have accomplished as a group in 2015. They have, this is what happens when people put their efforts together. This actually does work. I personally believe that this is too slow, but it's, this is what I mean. The people of St. Louis have shown me how kind Americans generally are because really they're way nicer about this than I would be. Their goals are very humble, and I don't believe that they really understand some of the things that they are saying is great. I personally am sick of the slow train. I think we need a faster train. I don't want to have more research. We have all that. We need money to help these people move and get them to a safe place so that by next Christmas, they won't be living next to a horrible place. So, anyways, let me read this. We started out 2015 with confirmation that FUSRAP had secured funding to test the creek north of 270. Finally, this was a result of years of requests and collaboration that started 2011. So it took them 4 years, folks, to get funding. See, we can pass the legislation. This is what was explained to me by Lacey Clay's office. You can pass the legislation. But can you get it funded? That's the second part of it. So it took them 4 years. Based on the urging of the CWC group and subsequent testing, the Corps has confirmed contamination spread, which means we are on the way to cleaning up the area. Wow. Number two, the Department of Health and Dr. Khan came forward and acknowledged the health risk associated with contamination in Norco. Our first meeting with them was on Fat Tuesday, 2 years ago. They also pledged support for further research. Dr. Khan also penned an article helping educate local physicians and the medical community. Wow. So the phone number, you guys, is 718-717-8296. I've got like three or four, five of them. If you want to interrupt me, please do, but I'm going to read this. I think this is very sweet. Number three, Dr. Graham Colditz, a nationally recognized cancer researcher affiliated with Washington University came forward and acknowledged the long-term health effects related to chronic exposure. Number four, we have had lots of media attention with big hitters both nationally and internationally. CBS, InfoWars, Australian News, Russia Today, Truth Frequency Radio, I'm going to add my own name, Age of Fission Radio Show, and we cannot forget the support we have received from the local media who have stood by us since the beginning. I hope so. Their kids are affected also. We released updated health survey info map and info and maps in August showing overwhelming numbers of rare cancers and disease. And still the CDC says they want more studies. This is how the game plays, folks. The ATSDR has initiated a public health assessment. Really? This is the first step towards federal acknowledgement for an environmental public health issue. Once acknowledged, we can move forward with pursuing inclusion in the federally funded aid programs. This is, you know what? This shows me, this is where I have to really like stop myself from barking. This is not fast enough. I mean, really? We're going to keep moving forward after an assessment. We already know that these people are harmed. We need to fund them immediately. We need emergency funding, just like we would if there was a hurricane. That's how I feel about it. So that's my two cents of like, wow. All this stuff kind of makes me a little bit angry because they shouldn't have to take the slow train. They deserve the fast train. Okay, let's get back to her thing. Number seven. Two incredible documentaries came out educating people on the nuclear weapons waste in St. Louis. A third is in its works. To some of the newer folks in the group, it may seem, how sweet she is, this may not seem like enough, not enough, but we have moved mountains as an original group of 20 Norco neighborhoods and classmates who happened to reconnect on Facebook in 2011. That is true. Kudos to you. You guys are super awesome. We are now a group of 13,000 North County strong residents. We still have years ahead of us in this fight. Now, this is a realist. This woman understands the doors that just shut in your face. We must not lose sight of our goals. Education of the community, continued testing and cleanup of the area. I don't know why they don't add in their relocation. And inclusion of the RECA Downwinders, Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. Inclusion, that's the thing that makes me mad. You know what they get? Maximum of $75,000, one time payment, period. It's not like they're going to help them. In order to achieve these goals, we ask that everyone help spread the word. As you gather your loved ones over the next week, please share our story, share our Facebook page and website, ask them to fill out health surveys, and ask those who pay attention, and ask those who listen to pay it forward and tell their loved ones too. We wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. Please enjoy the season because our fight continues in the new year. Wow, that was awesome. And she's right. I mean, I suppose it is because I'm newer to this fight. I have not been worn down and dogged down by the nuclear industry to just accept the slow train. But I'm not going to. I mean, honestly, you're talking to a person who survived severe child abuse when I was small. So, like, whatever, they can't get to me, and I am not going to stop because the slow train does not fix it any faster. We need the fast train on for these people. We need to include more help than just a $75,000 one-time payment. And I think we can move the minds of the people in power. All we need is a state of emergency to be declared by Governor Jay Nixon. We could get the federal funds. So this is Christmas, and that's what I decided. That's what we should talk about. We need to have like our thoughts and minds go out to our elected officials to change their hearts and minds so that they will get, and Governor Jay Nixon is going to feel the sense of urgency to pass a state of emergency in St. Louis. Because that will help these people immediately. Then they can get the federal funds they need. It's on a slow train because they're treating it just like something else. So it's kind of up to us to create a sense of urgency, and I think that we can. And, like it's really up to us to do this stuff. Okay, so let me give you the phone number again, you guys. It's 718-717-8296. Not that I expect anybody to call. It is Christmas Day, so it's okay. There's a lot going on in the world here today that I can talk about. But the question is, what do I really want to talk about? Do I want to talk about the things that interest me, which is really like all the hideous news and all the facts in the world of them destroying the planet? I don't think so. I mean, just even going to like the Google News, the first thing that pops up. Pope calls for peace in the Holy Land and other conflicts. Really? Has he? That's news. How many times have we seen the Pope do that? You know? I mean, we have a lot of things on our plates, folks. A lot. But one of the things that I think is the biggest, this is why I like UCY.TV radio. This is why I really appreciate being on the air here because we talk about things that matter. Climate change, emotional shifts, spiritual shifts, things that matter. And it is up to us to make a decision. We have to choose. It's like Brad Yates. Last Wednesday, I interviewed Brad Yates. That was a pretty great interview for me because he really explained it quite well. It's a choice whether we love ourselves. It's a choice whether we walk in love. It's a choice, you know. One of the things that I'm doing because I'm helping the people of St. Louis, and I'm just going to say this straight up, is I'm making a major effort not to cuss because I have been a cusser all my life, to be honest. Like my parents cussed, it wasn't like that big of a deal. I mean, I grew up in kind of a rough, emotionally rough environment. Our neighborhood was normal, but our family was rough. And so it doesn't even stun me. That's why when I heard Kevin Blanch for the first time and every other word was anger and blah, 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 and F this and F that, But then when I took on St. Louis, this is interesting. St. Louis is quite a town of believers, to be honest, of people who believe in the Bible. And for them, I got this in my conversations, they didn't say anything to me, but I could tell by their response that they were kind of taken aback that I was cussing. And my friend Mary, and I was just out in Louisiana, I got to visit my friend after 26 years. She never cusses, and she would just laugh. I'd be talking, and she'd laugh at me. She's like, "Lonnie, I don't even hear it." So I have decided I'm going to really use real words when I'm angry instead of just cussing and being angry. And I think what happens here, this is why I thought this was such a great post. And I didn't even, it's Christmas. I came here late to read this. I didn't ask if I could say this woman's name on the air, so I am not going to. But this is such a great post because it talks about what people can do. This group has been started, what did they say, in 2011. They got together on Facebook. Facebook of all things, who would have thought? But what he that helped them, they started noticing that, hey, we had this illness, I had this. Everybody thinks that they're all by themselves in their pain and suffering. And actually, in this case in St. Louis, the pain and suffering was caused by gross negligence at every step of the way. And this is why I say that St. Louis is us. This is exactly how the nuclear industry treats every site they will lie to you. It's very important for us to stay on point with the nuclear industry, for us to understand what it is they're doing, because they really have no regard for us. And this is why I come back. I recommend this radio station to lots of people, because I think Dane Wigginton's show, Geoengineering, is awesome. First Cup in the Morning with Jules is information. I mean, mad scientist gone mad. I love that phrase. So, Merry Christmas to everybody who is listening to all 75 or 50 of you, however many is out there. But I hope that you're having a good, safe holiday. It's really important for us to remember not to drive fast in the bad weather. Last night I was driving home in the snow from up on the mountain. I went and visited a friend. I was driving back down, and there were people passing me by going 75 miles an hour, and it was snowing. Like, really? No, that's completely unnecessary. You're going to get there maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes early. Is it worth risking your lives? I say no. So I encourage everybody who's listening to this to please drive safely and careful on the roads in the weather. Hopefully, some people are not in really bad weather. It's the land of the gray here. I don't know what it looks like where you guys are, but it's gray outside and cold. When I was in Louisiana, it was 76 degrees, so I imagine that they're getting pretty much of the same. So the phone number this morning is 718-717-8296. This is Friday, call in Friday, so feel free to call in and you can talk about anything you want. I really am not going to go over the horrible news that we've had all over the place. Let's just put it to you this way. There was an accident in St. Petersburg at a nuclear power plant. The government is lying about it, and the picture's a big raging smoke out into the thing. And the way that the nuclear radiation goes, it circles the Earth on the, on the northern hemisphere. So kids need to stay inside for at least 2 weeks. That's what I would suggest. Now, the interesting part is if I say that to my own daughter, she's going to roll her eyes and look at me like I'm a freaking lunatic. So I guess that's called the life that we live these days, I am going to give her what she needs to have and not tell her too much, but I will tell her. I did tell her, and I showed her the picture. I said, "You make your own decision." So hopefully she'll keep the kids in and just not tell me. Maybe that's how that goes. So anyways, so Merry Christmas, you guys. This is December 25th, and I really don't want to talk about the nuclear stuff. I want us to think about changing the hearts and minds of our elected officials to start caring about the planet. We really need them. It's like Brad Yates said to us last week, you know, they feel perfectly fine just stepping over people. That's their value system. But just because that's their value system does not mean it has to be our value system. We can actually change that. And I believe that we have the power to change it. You know, my motto in life is love is greater than fear for a reason, because with the power of love, we can do a lot of things and we can change this. It looks grave. I mean, we have some pretty serious problems going on, and the war profiteers are definitely running the show. But that's, you know, that's their paradigm, not ours. And so it's up to us to figure out how, what our missions are, what we can do, what our conscience is telling us to do. So I encourage people. I read something last week. This post on one of these Facebook pages said, I'm sick of calling my elected officials. I'm sick of calling everybody and talking to people about it because nothing is happening. And that is actually a true enough statement. But that's an intentional thing. Things don't happen by accident, they happen on purpose. These people are ignoring the whole thing with the Westlake landfill. They're just being ignored because that's what they've been doing all along. So that doesn't mean we get to allow them to do that. So it is up to us, to the people of St. Louis. I really keep you in my prayers and in my thoughts, because I believe that, frankly, you guys ought to be asking to be relocated. That I have not heard that sentence, and I want to talk to a few people there and ask them that question. Because I think you need to be relocated. People that live very close to there don't need remediation. They need to get the heck out. Even if you're living, you know, on the other side of St. Louis, 20 miles away, that's better than living right next to it. So, anyways, the phone number this morning, you guys, is 718-717-8296. I'm going to keep going, and I'm just going to keep talking to you about the things that come up for me in my life about what I think is really important for us, because we live in a planet right now where we're all being told to be afraid, live afraid, that, you know, unless you're in the right place at the right time, or, you know, you got to do the right thing, you have to be complicit with the industries. We don't have to do that. We can create the world that we want it to be. We have the power to change it. The reason that we don't change it is because nobody gets actively engaged. People continue to say, oh, well, it doesn't matter. They've already decided. Well, people in power that want us to believe that nothing will ever change, it's that's what they have us believe, is that the decisions have already been made, so there's no point in asking. But that's not true. As every one of us who has ever had a spiritual thought in our brains understand, that's not true at all. You can go up against great challenges, and if I'm not saying that if that's the only thing that happens, but there's some kind of a force where we can actually change things. And so far, we have been in a place where we have just ignored it. We haven't really made an effort to change it physically or spiritually. You know, there's a huge movement in this country that talks about, well, we need to get back to church. That's what the thing is, getting back to church and getting back to. The issue is, I personally don't believe that you can ever leave God. I don't think that that's a possibility. And I think what we need to do is acknowledge it and decide we're going to create miracles, because that is frankly what we need. We need divine intervention. We need us to create our own miracles, folks. And we need to change the hearts and minds of these people that are in power, or have them drop dead. I don't know. Let somebody else move in. I don't know. I frankly, I can't get over that we have Bill Gates, who's this revered guru of the internet, who owns 30% of the Westlake landfill, and basically wrote a letter to those moms and said, sorry, I'm not going to help you. And he's considered a decent human being. I think we need to protest him every single place he goes. I mean, really, that's outrageous. The people of St. Louis deserve to be helped. And I'm not talking about just a little bit. They deserve to be helped a lot. You know? So this is Christmas, you guys, 2015. I don't know what you're looking forward to in the new year, but man, I've got a lot on my plate. I am taking my two final classes at LCC. I go to LCC, getting my Associates of Arts Oregon transfer degree. I'm going to be transferring probably to the University of Oregon. And I don't know. I'm not a big UofO fan. I guess I'm not supposed to say that, but there's been some issues on campus there that didn't make me happy, but I guess we can change that from within. They do have an environmental law division there, so I imagine I'll be doing my upper division work there also. And you know what I plan on doing with the nuclear industry? Getting a little bit. The thing is, all of us are in the same place. We all work. We all have our families. We all, you know, it's, and this is what the nuclear industry, these big mega power corporations, they count on us to have not having enough time to go sit down in their offices and say, why are you doing this? Because that's what I, you know, Donna Gilmore was really awesome, and I hope I'll be able to interview her again. She's the lady who is helping us get safer containers for the nuclear storage waste in our country, which is a big issue because we need that. So, anyways, Merry Christmas, you guys. We have a big year coming up, and I don't know what's going to happen. Well, we kind of know what's going to happen with the elections, don't we? I mean, someone's going to get elected, and it's going to be meet the old new boss, same as the old boss. And it doesn't really matter who gets elected, I guess. Because we have the collusion going on, but it will matter when it all shakes down. I think it matters how you bend the twig. So I am going to be getting engaged politically. That's something that I will do. I know people tell me that it's pointless. So let me give you the phone number again, 718-717-8296. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission radio show on Christmas morning. And thank you guys for listening. If you're listening at all, you can call in. We can have a conversation. But look, I'll just keep talking because I think we have an opportunity here for growth in our country and on our planet. We have these out of control nuclear industries, and we have the, you can pretty much guarantee every single nuclear power plant has massive secrets about how horrible it is. Pretty much, you can guarantee that with the nuclear industry. And I venture to say it's almost the same with the coal industry, with anything related to energy, they don't care. And in fact, even the hospital industry, if you ask me, I don't even trust anything that has come out of the American model of business for the last 100 years. I don't think they have actually taken any of it seriously as their responsibility to be a human being to human being. For them, the American model put money over people. And I believe that as the universe will show us, the only real profit there is people. It's life over money. That's what really matters. Living over money. How many people go to work and don't even really live? Like they just withhold, they withhold their own living all year long. And I think that causes a lot of the sadness that happens at Christmas time. Because these people go to work and then they withhold their emotions. And then when it comes to Christmas, they're expected to get together with people that they've been withholding, and there's a sort of emotional letdown. You know, this is why I adhere to the four agreements. I mean, I again, I'm going to keep talking to you about the four agreements because I think it is something that is will really help guide us in terms of, you know, they help you. They help you actually give you information and help you decide to not take things personally. And, you know, again, I'm going to tell you what they are again because the four agreements will actually, it's based on Toltec information. It's called A Practical Guide to Personal Freedom, the Four Agreements and the Spiritual and the Wisdom of the Spiritual Warriors. Let me open up a tab here so I can share this information with you. And I talked to you about it the other day, and I think it's very important. You can go to this page, toltecspirit.com, and you can find out there's a lot of self-mastery books. He has his latest writings called Steps of Change, Self-Mastery Course, Fear of Being Duped, Personal Power, Faith, Disbelief and Agreement, Spiritual Warrior, The Unlived Life. This is actually such a great thing. So I'm going to share this with you again. It's called these are the four agreements. Be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word capital W to speak against yourself or gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Number two, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Number three, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. Number four, always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. So those four tenets, I really love that book. That book changed my life when I found it. And it really helped me understand why I was so judgmental on myself. And it gave me the courage actually to start asking questions and to start taking action. Because a lot of times we stop ourselves. That's what I was saying about Christmas time. We withhold our emotions. We don't have the courage to ask. We don't have the courage to get clear on what people want to say. And we take things personally. People t say things, even when someone's talking about you, they're not, they're, you can't even take that personally because they're acting out because of themselves, not because of anything you do. So it's like you have to just let all that go. And once you do, you can actually have a much higher developmental spiritual life. That's what I believe. And I think this is where we're going, folks. Like, we really do need people to focus our hearts and minds on changing the mentality and the hearts of the people in power so that they start to crack. Because right now, I really believe a lot of our elected officials are coerced. I think that they feel like they don't have an opportunity. It's kind of like the slow train, they have to take things slow. And we can actually change that. It's completely unreasonable to expect that people living in the St. Louis area are going to have to live there for a long while, 3, 4, 5, 6 more years. More children are going to have to be harmed. More old people are going to have to be harmed. More young people. To me, I just find it outrageous. So here we are on Christmas Day. I get this, like, it's kind of a weird, heavy responsibility to talk about the issues on my radio show on Christmas Day. And I thought about, somebody said, well, why don't you just have them replay a really good interview? Well, I thought about that, but that's, again, kind of taking the easy way out. You know what I mean? Like, it's Christmas Day. This is the day when people get together with their families. I'm going to be driving. I'm going to go see as soon as I'm off the air, I'm packing a quick bag. I'm driving to Salem to go visit my daughter and three grandchildren, stay with them for till 2 o'clock. Then I'm driving another hour north to go visit my daughter. She has to work tonight. So my other daughter lives in Portland. I'm going to visit her for an hour. And then I'm going to head north again for 3 hours and go visit my niece. So I'm going to be one of those commuter people, But, I'll be safe. I have a strong little car. I drive a little Fiat Pop, so I'm strong. It's a strong car in the wind and the rain. I love that car. And, I am very grateful that I live in a country and in a space and a time right now where I can just decide I'm going to go visit my family and be around them. And I think about this often, like, when it's not really a matter of if, but how we're going to cope with it. This is partly why I like my little car. I figured I can always gut the engine and make it like a little, a Fred Flintstone kind of a car. I could probably use the shell of my little tiny car to create something I could use as a bike thing if I had to. So, Merry Christmas, everybody. And I'm grateful that we live in a country where we can actually still be on the air and, not be under threat. When I think about the journalists that are in other parts of the world where they cannot say anything, you can't say a word. Here you can say it, you're just, they don't listen to you, they don't care. It's like, la 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 la, their ears are plugged, they don't care. That's one of the things I've learned doing these interviews. This has been quite an interesting thing, this process of interviewing people, is that I can interview all these people that come on the air. Very few of them listen to the radio show or listen to, I mean, people pretty much do whatever it is they're going to do. And they'll listen to whatever it is. It takes a lot of information to change a person's habits and their minds. And this is why I think we need to really focus on the spiritual side, because even beyond nuclear, they never listened to, they didn't know who Kevin Blanch was, Miss Milky the Clown. I'm sure Arnie Gunderson will come on the interview and do interviews, and he never listens to the radio shows that he's on. All these people that are supposedly in the anti-nuclear movement, and they're doing their own deal. They don't really listen. This is partly why we're sort of, this is why I think it doesn't matter, because if we focus our hearts and minds on changing the minds of the lawmakers, we don't need to come together as a unified physical force. If we have our spiritual minds unified on them and changing their, instead of fighting and wanting to give them legislation, and I mean, I guess we do need to do that because it works through legislation, but there's something wrong with the culture of the nuclear cartel, the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Their culture is about covering up. The whole culture of that whole industry is about covering up the facts. Let's don't talk about what it really causes. Let's don't talk about the real harm it causes, because we want to have it. They want to have their little nuclear industry. They want to have whatever it is they're going to do with it. Here's my friend Vince. Let me see if I can add him on successfully. Good morning. This is Lonnie Clark, Rage of Fission Radio
Merry
Show.
Christmas, Lonnie.
Well, Merry Christmas. You're listening to me go on and on again here on Friday.
I love listening to you. I'm here listening to you.
Good.
And I appreciate it, and appreciate Jules for giving a place for folks to that have words in their mouth to have a place for them to be able to be let out.
Amen to that. Thank you. Me too. I'm very grateful for this opportunity. And it's kind of interesting because Fridays is, I could change the format and not have the call-in Fridays, and I could have a set thing. But I feel like it's important to give that opportunity for the few people that might want to call in, because, I mean, look, even Ty, when he called in, his information about the chemicals and the additives really helped a lot of people. I got a lot of good feedback from those two shows he did. So it's
Yeah,
really in.
you get a lot of good response there on YouTube, the video. With a lot of people go there that aren't necessarily listening here to you live, but I guarantee you there's a lot of people hearing your voice, Lonnie, and a lot of times you don't even see that anybody's even any indication that anybody's even given a listen. So if they
True,
went to the
that's
link,
true.
see, if
Well,
they're going out there to link, go ahead. I'm sorry.
this is why today, like it's Christmas, I got on the air. I thought, do I really want to talk about all the horrible stuff that's going on? No, I really, like, I can't, I really don't want to. There is some really bad things going on, but guess what? If there's still Monday, it's Christmas
That's right.
today. You know
That's right.
what I mean?
And you know what? Being a liberal is not all a bad thing. There is so many aspects of every view on in life, every perception. There's some positive in that, and that's the importance that, and not the distraction of being left or right in your
That's
political
very
views.
true, Vince. That's a very true statement. That's why, like, it's interesting. That's a true. I mean, this. I always say that people in our country, we say we're liberal or conservatives. I think we're all more and more alike than we actually really think.
And you know, that is so true. I discovered for myself all these people that I thought were just completely polar opposite in their belief. There's some big quotes up near system as mine. And the more and more I looked, I found that actually that it's actually a deception used against us, and we're actually and more the same the more we suppose ourselves to be different.
That's really true. That's actually a true statement, and that's what they that. But the issue is, again, it's about the social engineering, isn't it, to keep us all apart? That's part of the whole issue, is to, like, wow, you know, that's the whole, even with the slow train going on, like, that's an intentional gaslighting tactic, to do things super slow so that it causes people frustration, and then so that the people who are the moderates, it helps them divide against the people who aren't patient. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a really interesting, the whole thing is social engineering. Mission accomplished.
Mission. It is, and a very, very, and as we involve ourselves into that, we have to remember. And sometimes, I forget sometimes, and I go off, and you know, it just sometimes it builds up, and sometimes you need to just holler out, "Listen, are you stupid? Stop and think for a minute."
Right, right.
Jill's show this morning was so perfect. People are, you know, almost cry out for somebody to protect them, something, some entity, or some. Right. Mechanism to protect them from their own stupidity, and people are not used to engaging their thought process in a logical manner where you know, you can sort through that and discard the information that when you get stuff that says, okay, well, throw that out, right? But then you just keep going with what is right and good. And pretty soon, I think, if we can get past and being able to communicate one to another, this is, I think, the...
That's why I love the Four Agreements. I have to say, I love the Four Agreements, because the Four Agreements really brings it down to personal integrity, like to having the courage to speak. And I really, this is why I go on about it. I think it's super important for us to learn, to relearn. I mean, part of what's happening in our culture is we have all these mixed signals of what it means to be a good Christian, a good person, whatever all of that is. And we have, it's very important for us to learn how to communicate in a manner that we can all hear each other. And we can actually move the ball forward so that we, because as a collective, look, humans only do well when we band together. We're not good individuals. The people that are isolated and live on their own, they don't thrive in life. They're very resentful. Humans are, we need each other. We're snuggle bunnies, man. We need each other.
Yeah.
So.
Some people, I don't know. There's a time for, I guess, being off-grid. It's a good
Well, life. I'm not saying even people that are off-grid, they need each other. Very few people go off-grid and go live alone forever.
Yeah, you need networking for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, well, that's an interesting, the networking. It's not even just networking. We need human contact. Humans need each other. We need each other. We're not going to live on. You can, and you can do it quite on your own. There's people that can go off. And certain types of personalities actually need to be alone a lot. But those are, you know, like in ancient cultures, those are the seers. Those are the people with special gifts, and they're honored and allowed to go off. So we have this kind of mixed up culture going on where we need to allow each other to develop into who we are.
You know, I think that speaks very well to the point in the duality. People assume, but by their definition of, let's say, the parameters that they put their God into, and also into their ideology as far as the way things work in the world. So when you do that, when you put that in a contain it, then you become dogmatic. And then, I mean, begging the question, God is that he is. So if somebody trying to describe him doesn't change it. Well, I think when Jesus said the kingdom of God is within, I think it's also the same with what it is we're trying to do here in this world and bring about what's good and right.
Yeah, well, I agree. And, you know, that goes down to the quantum physics, because quantum physics-wise, we're all connected. One movement is all one part of the whole, right? So.
Well, we certainly exist in this vibrational whatever, right, that what one pluck of one string is certainly causes resonance to the surrounding ones.
Yeah,
everything.
That's what this is. What I mean, like, I really think it's important for all of us to like focus our minds on changing the hearts and minds of these people that are making the decisions, and you know, could move the legislation and like really change things. Because I think that's a really important factor that's being left out. And I don't know if it's called the prayer factor or whatever it is, but you know, they've done this. Remember about, it must have been 15 years ago, there was this big worldwide movement. They were going to do something, some nuclear test or something, and they got all these people around the world to stop and just concentrate on changing the minds of the decision makers. And it was like a one minute stop, everybody around the world at this one time. And then within a week, it was told that they weren't going to do it. Now, whether the people's minds change it, or the fact that there was people all around the whole entire planet focusing on it, I don't know, but it did change things.
There is so much like indication, say with the praying over water and stuff, and as opposed to cursing it or playing like syncopation tones to it, you know, it vibrations change the physical characteristics.
It is vibrations. Actually, you know, the vibrations, that's a funny thing you talk about that, because I really believe intuitively. I know a little bit about sound healing, and intuitively, I really believe that sound healing is going to be the resolve on the whole nuclear contamination, because that we do live in the age of fission, and we are going to have to face the nuclear contamination one way or the other. And I believe that sound healing is going to be a gift that's going to be given to us at that time. We'll be able to really be able to manifest it and change it so that we'll be able to live beyond that. And I don't believe that humanity is going to kill itself, personally.
I think there's going to be a lot of stupid people die. Oh, I didn't But let me apologize for that. But
thank you.
I should say ignorant people.
Well, you know what? It's not going to just be ignorant people. It's going to be a lot of people, Vince. It's going to be a lot of people because we've all had a lot of exposure. We all breathe the same air. You know what I mean? Like, there's just not much we can get around it. That's just the reality. We are going to have as it is, we already have a cancer epidemic, for goodness sakes. Diabetes epidemic. What do you think that comes from? It's not.
It's a cancer. It all comes from the industry. It's that which is against us. And as Jules was saying this morning from last Friday, so much of it is set against us that, I mean, we really, at this point in time, it is of the utmost importance that we all continue to speak out. And if you're not on radio, you need to be speaking out to people in the parking lot, in the stores, at the gas station, at your church. If you have the ability to go to your city councils, especially at the local levels. I mean, it's a lot easier to get a crowd on it. You just can't tear it all down. I mean, we have to start somewhere. And when your engagement, you're calling these people in seats of decision in high places. I get so much from Hal Anthony, by the way, that quote of giving a place for someone who has words in their mouth, a place to let it out. That came from Hal Anthony on this morning's weekday replay. So I get so much from like you, Lonnie, and so many others, Jules, Howlett. The list is very long.
Yeah, but you know, that's the beautiful part. This is why I really, I'm grateful for whoever started this radio station, because honestly, this radio station has some really unique thinkers and people who actually challenge some of my own beliefs. It's been a very interesting thing. That's the thing I love about it. The shows are varied, the opinions are varied, but they're thoughtful. And it's really a very unique place. And, you know, like, honestly, this is what we need. And I believe that it's here on purpose and on this time on purpose. I don't believe in accidents, you know, and I think that things happen on purpose. There is that whole thing things are by chance, but then there's nothing on accident. You know what I mean? So
I realize it sounds metaphysical, and I guess it is, but I find life and existence is amazing when you can just ride that wave and be in it and not, or like you're saying, you know, things happen for a reason, I guess, sometimes. But if you've got to be there when it happens, and if you're in resistance, you know, if you're out of phase in this frequency, then I think that's part of the detriment.
Well, I think a lot of people are afraid to step out, though, Vince. Like, they don't want to. They're in a place of a comfortable discomfort. You know what I mean? They're already uncomfortable and they're afraid that if they step out and do anything different, that their discomfort will increase. So they just soon accept that discomfort. And those are a lot of the people who just kind of refuse to participate and don't want to talk about it. But I believe this is what I mean. I really believe like it's through role modeling and showing other people how easy it is that you actually gain a lot of happiness. There's a good, strong sense of self-satisfaction and enthusiasm for living, at least for me, when you face what's going on. When we face this reality, instead of just pretending like nothing's happening, for me, I get a sense of encouragement. I feel as if by facing it, we will be able to create the solutions. And that makes me feel enthusiastic about living. I don't feel like it's all death and gloom.
Yeah, and we got to always try to, I think, understand one another with empathy.
Yes, that's for sure.
So, yeah,
Yes.
got it. Ronnie, thank you so much for what you do. Merry Christmas to you,
Merry
and
Christmas,
I'm
Vince.
very glad that you came on live today. And you see why this is a huge part of my life. I have family here, you know, and something I'm very very proud to be along with, and so appreciative to Jules for having created this forum. And
Me
she's
too.
bringing together, has brought together this a tremendous archive of voices that are speaking out, and this connecting voices and broadcasting what matters worldwide. And she's a gift to all of us, and so many others.
Amen.
Also, many people that are out there doing what they can for change, for the better.
Yeah.
And you are too. Thank you, Lonnie.
Thank you, Vince. Thank you for those beautiful words. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
That was really sweet. So that was really great. And he's actually really right. Jules is a gift to us. And thank you, Jules. Merry Christmas to you if you're listening, or maybe you're off with your family. But Merry Christmas. And thank you for this beautiful gift because this is what's going to matter. Our energy here is going to matter. And it does matter what we do. Our voices matter. Our actions matter. And, we can come together and really create peace and create humanity, help humanity remember who we are and how we are, who we really are, what it means to be humane and love each other and act with kindness. The other day I was in the airport coming back on my journey from Louisiana. There was a girl that looked at I went in to get a bite to eat some restaurant in there. And she's like, "Oh my God, I'm so hungry." I actually bought her a sandwich. And you'd have thought that I'd given her a $100 bill. It was like a $7 sandwich. But that's what matters. And I think this is important for us to treat each other with kindness and honesty. We have 30 seconds left, but I am going to add this person in. Good morning. This is Lonnie Clark, UCY TV. And we actually only have 45 seconds. So welcome. Merry Christmas.
Lonnie, Merry
Yes.
Christmas. Lonnie, it's the forest-dwelling artist.
Merry Christmas. You get to be the last call person on my radio show. Thank you for calling. Merry Christmas.
I wanted to wish you the best for this season, all seasons, forever, for everybody, people listening to you. I just got in the studio, caught the tail end.
Yay, Merry Christmas. Well, thank you
Merry
for
Christmas.
joining us. Yes.
We'll talk later.
We will talk later. Thank you for calling. Merry Christmas, everybody. Put your courage feet on and take some action. Do what you know is the right thing. And thank you for being here. Thank you, Jules, for everything. Merry Christmas. You rock, Jules. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.